Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
I'm so very happy to be joined today on the program with someone who really transforms the lives of many persons. I've been doing that for 20 years. 20 years through our organization, because this year celebrates 20 years of Victorious Living Foundation. It was established in 2002, and you've done the math. Today, we're in 2022, so that's 20 years of Victorious Living Foundation. Wow, a major year of celebration for Victorious Living and Dr. Nicole Unume Francis Cotton and all who's involved with her. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome her onto the show, starting off the new year. And with speaking to her today, we're just going to engage in a very healthy discussion that will help you out there learn how to be resilient and victorious in the midst of adversity. With my special guest, Dr. Nicole Unume Francis Cotton from Victorious Living Foundation. She's a master therapist and has many years under her belt when it comes to transforming the lives of many people. She's a certified holistic health coach, also a lifestyle medicine prescription health coach, and she is also a best-selling author of many books. One of them signifies the beautiful love life of Mrs. Carmen Carrington Hodge, who is actually 103 years old. She had her birthday on the 28th of January, and she's 103 years old, going strong. So she gives me hope to know at the end of the day, at my young age of 28, I have a lot to live for. So good afternoon. Welcome to Love and Inspiration, Dr. Nicole Unume Francis Cotton. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. Love and Inspiration himself, and to your listening audience. It's my pleasure to be here. I am doing splendiferous and fantabulous.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And having you here today is so very important because we've entered into a new year. And we know in the past, so much has happened over the last year, health-wise for persons, mental health, physical health, you name it, financial challenges. And we're in a new year today. And I think it's so important for us here to have a conversation to actually really help persons through our conversation today on the show to learn how to be resilient and victorious in adversity. And talking about that, having those very interesting challenges with the electronics was just one of those things where I had to just breathe in usaha off air and just think about how to be resilient, even though when you're having computer systems having fun with you.
You know, it's not a coincidence, I believe, that you had those technical difficulties, because truth be told, life is filled with moments where you need to be resilient. And it's just a reminder to all of us that don't expect that everything is going to always go perfect. Don't expect that, you know, you're going to always have the bed of roses. Because remember, on the rose, there are thorns. And so it is all part of the process. And so I embrace the process. It's something that I learned many years ago, even though while I was, you know, doing my studies and doing the master's course in program in counseling. And I used to cry after our sessions, you know, because I had to go through my own therapeutic process as well. And I would say, man, I hate these emotions. Why do we have to have emotions? Why do we have to feel these type of, you know, this pain? But I have come over the years now to embrace process, and I'm very grateful for process. And I know you have many people listening right now who are going through their own process. They feel like giving up on life, you know, the struggles that they're experiencing right now. But know that without going through these challenges, you're not going to be able to develop the tenacity and the strength and the courage that you need when other challenges show up in your life. So at a young age as well, I began to say, you know what? I embrace adversity, because without the adversity, then I'm not able to understand the depth of who I am.
That's very interesting as you say that, because not everyone is so, I would say, in a position to embrace adversity, because it becomes sometimes too much to deal with. And I know, like last year, there were a lot of situations that persons had challenges in dealing with, and that led to persons, committing suicide, that led to persons having challenges in a relationship, and you name it. But as you said, it from that young age. So I'm wondering, was it that God did work in you, or was it that eventually something happened that made you switch in that way?
Well, thankfully, at the age of 4, I made a decision that I wanted to serve Christ. So I made a decision at a very early age that my life would be dedicated to doing whatever God had in store for me. Now, does that mean that I am a perfect person? No, there is no perfect person. But what it means is that I acknowledge my Creator, the one who created me, who gave me life, who knows my purpose, who knows the plans that He has for my life. And because I've done that, I have cut out a lot of the challenges and the heartaches and the heartbreaks that many of my contemporaries, you know, people are in my age, would face. And I say this because let's think about this, especially for those people who are into cars, right? Now, they love the cars, they love the way the car moves, they like all types of, you know, accessories on the cars. But there's a car manual, correct? There's a manual that tells you how to operate the car and not to abuse it, not to misuse it, so that it works full throttle, that you can maximize all the features of it. And for those who are not into cars, those who are into technology, or into computers, or whatever it is that you're into, the same principle applies. And so what that has done for me is that it has created an opportunity for me to maximize my own potential and growth. And I never arrive. I'm always going to the next dimension, to the next level, because I know that I'm created in the image and the likeness of God. And because He created me in His image and His likeness, and there is no limit, we cannot contain God. Likewise, no one can contain me, right? No one can contain me, because no one has a cap on the capacity that I have. And I make it personal because there are many people who are listening who allow themselves to be controlled, by other people in their lives, to be controlled by society, to be controlled by the Joneses, watching what the other person is doing. Oh, he's doing this or she's doing this, and I need to do that. No, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And because that plan is a beautiful plan, a plan for us to walk in abundance, a plan for us to shine our lights, a plan for us to maximize everything that He has placed inside of us, then it behooves us to go to God, the Creator, the master planner for that plan. And that's how we're able to navigate in the midst of the challenges of life, because the challenges will come. They will come. And so it's for you now to set your mind to understand, you know what? Regardless of the challenges that come, I know the one who is able to navigate me through the challenges and to overcome and to be victorious.
Wow, that's really powerful in what you're sharing there with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. here. The first show for the new year, And I have Dr. Nicole Irname Francis Cotton here with me, who is the master therapist. She is the visionary of Victorious Living Foundation. You heard a while ago that Victorious Living Foundation, of course, celebrates 20 years this year. And just as we continue to talk with you here on the show, just give the listeners a little bit of a understanding of what Victorious Living Foundation is, because I mentioned 20 years and persons might be hearing about this for the first time and say, but what is he talking about 20 years? But I'm hearing it just within the last minute or two. So let's hear what you provide through Victorious Living Foundation over the last 20 years.
So our mission at Victorious Living is to be the leading total wellness, family and youth oriented community service provider on St. Martin, while empowering our Caribbean and global communities through the healing ministry, publishing of literature, conferences, counseling, coaching, mentorship, workshops, music production, and other avenues. So ultimately, that every person that comes through our doors or utilizes our services is empowered and enlightened to maximize their God-given potential. And our vision is to see individuals, families, the church, governments, nations reconcile to God, our Creator, and each other. And we say each other, that's why we do our counseling, our teaching, mentorship, and we have entrepreneurship programs as well, financial and other empowerment. And we demonstrate that we are victorious in every aspect of life by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I must let you know that throughout these 20 years, we have faced many a battle, many challenges. And that's why I said today we'll name it overcoming adversity, being resilient in the midst of adversity and becoming and being victorious.
Well said. And that is so important to, you know, share that with listeners, because now they have a better scope of what you've been doing over the last 20 years and the impact that you've had in the lives of many. Because I know you've done tremendous work, not only with couples and individuals, but also young people. I believe there's a youth wing that you have. Can you share us a little bit of what's the name of the youth wing? When was that started and what kind of young people came out of that?
Yes, so Y2X, Youth to Extreme, along with Andre Huey, who now lives in St. Kitts. He was a founding president of Y2X, and we brought our visions together as he heard me one day speaking on the radio after I had just come back home. And he was very much touched and reached out to me, and we had a conversation. He said he always wanted to do youth work. And so we brought our visions together, and that's how Y2X got started. And through Y2X, thousands, hundreds of young people have been impacted. We have our dean of the University of St. Martin came through Y2X. We have Ayana Tyrell. She is a lawyer now. We have so many others. We have authors. We have persons who have completed, you know, so much that they have done with their lives and are impacting other people's lives. And right now, Andre has his own radio station, you know, and is really doing great in media. So we have impacted many lives. And of course, our mentorship program as well. Through that mentorship program, many young people's lives were transformed. Those who could have ended up in the prison system, and those, and we've even had, you know, persons in the prison system that we got out and today own their own business and are doing well. So I'm very grateful for the lives that we have been able to transform and the hearts that we've been able to touch, and families, you know, who were going through real challenges and they overcame them. Relationships, couples, husbands, wives that were on the rocks and turn around, and other relationships as well, not married, but they're together. So it makes a significant difference when you are making a difference.
Wow. Well, that goes to show that you definitely have a lot under your belt with persons who've been part of your organization, because I know you were not just doing that by yourself. I'm pretty sure you had a support of a team or a board during that time. And just thinking about that, before we just go on to that point, you know, I'm just reflecting for the fact of the impact that you've had on young people's lives. Where you said Y2X, Youth Extreme, they're having their youth radio show, Fresh, and out of that having persons who've gone into broadcasting. But also too, you said about the mentorship program, because there have been a lot of young people I understood in the past that you've really helped to turn around their lives with persons who volunteered to be mentors. You worked very closely with a public prosecutor. They were sending young people over to you into the program, and persons wrote off those young people, say, oh, they're not going to amount to anything. And today now, you have these persons who are really successful in life. So it goes to show, I think, that there had to be someone who did not give up on our young people, and the mentorship program was powerful, actually.
Yes, most definitely. And the reason for its success as well is that it was a holistic program, and it allowed the parents to receive parenting sessions. We had counseling, we had coaching, we had training sessions, we had, I mean, a host of we had homework. You know, they were able to do their homework at the center. We did recreation. It was a really well-rounded program. And I said was because we had to pause it. And I say pause because it's not finished. Because unfortunately, we live in a society in which people do not know the value of pouring into persons' lives, young people's lives. I've recognized over the years that many of our persons who are in positions of power, they talk a good talk, but when it comes to putting their money where their mouth is, very often you're left hanging. And for that reason as well, you know, I sought my Heavenly Father for a vision. Okay, how can we change this? And he gave me that vision, and we are working towards establishing a Victorious Living Oasis to be able to really make a significant impact, not only socially, but economically as well. And for this year, 2022, that vision is going to come full force. And we're calling on our community who recognize that, you know, enough of the lip service. It's time for us to take the necessary actions to bring transformation and healing in the lives of our people, and want to be a part of a movement of helping people, not just by giving them handouts, but really and truly empowering them to make a difference in their own lives and then transforming our community.
Mm, I follow you very, very carefully there, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. Ladies and gentlemen, love and inspiration here with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. Happy New Year to you as you're listening to this powerful conversation I'm having with Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton of Victorious Living Foundation. And just listening to her very carefully just now, I couldn't help but thinking about what she just said a while ago with appealing to persons out there listening to the program, and what is planned for this year and beyond, as she spoke about the Victorious Living Oasis. I'm just thinking to myself, wow, absolutely, at this point in time, we are at a turning point of an atmosphere shift. It's time for a shift. And most persons may not recognize that is a shift that's taking place, but there is that shift. And with what you're doing, I just want to actually ask you, because we've been through quite a lot over the last year, and here we are, a new opportunity. God always brings new opportunities to us. And, you know, I'm just talking to many persons who are really feeling that it's time now for a shift. And this is why you're listening to what we're sharing with you right now on Love and Inspiration. Definitely, that is possible to do that. So, yeah, I would say let's look at this even at a broader aspect, you know, this atmosphere shift. And I know there's something that you do want to actually ask out there to the public, Dr. Ernemay Francis Cotton.
Yes, indeed. We have to be each other's keeper. And as I mentioned, our mentorship program really created much impact on the lives of our mentees. And just the other day, I was saying, you know, I'm so grateful that these mentees, many of whom started when they were at the age of 11 or 12 or 13, and even at the age of 4, we've had those who started at 4, who we maintain contact with. And so about a few days ago, one of those mentees who actually now lives in Curacao, she's at the age of 29 and she's now a chef. And so I say kudos to her on that. But unfortunately, she had a situation where her home was burned down. and she has 3 children. And unfortunately, she needs to be able to rebuild her house. And the progress has been made with the house. And so I am also appealing to anyone out there who may have, may want to contribute to the rebuilding of her home. She has reached about halfway and needs about 1,700 blocks, which is equivalent to $1,700 for her to complete the building of her home. And so she reached out to me and asked me if I could assist. And I said, of course I would. So if you're listening and you recognize that, you know, this is an opportunity to help a young woman who has had many challenges but has overcome and is overcoming and is making something significant of her life, please feel free to reach out to me at 1-724-8731. That's 1-724-8731. And we will get her the finances that she needs to complete building the home so that she can, you know, the house can be completed by the 5th. You know, by the 5th, they will need the block so that they can complete the home by the end of this coming month.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard the kind request to you out there as you're listening. You can connect with Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton on 1-721-524-8731. That's a WhatsApp number. That's 1-721-524-8731 if you like to actually assist being your brother's and sister keeper. So just wanting to come back on something, because so very important with the work that you've done and transforming the lives of persons, and we'll continue this wonderful conversation. I remember, and I believe it continues very powerfully, especially in a time like this where innovation is so very important, your Youth Entrepreneur Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually in 2010, we did a major event, and it was wealth creation. And we had some, actually a few multimillionaires that came here. They're friends of a friend, and they are now my friends. And they came and shared on how to help to create wealth. And we had some major people who came from the island. We had business persons, we had students, and they were really greatly impacted by the presentation that was done. And after that, we then launched a youth entrepreneurship program. And out of that entrepreneurship program, I am very happy to tell you that we have several businesses that came out of it for the young people who were a part of the program. And one of those businesses, a construction company that's still in existence today, and they do really great work. We have a taxi service that came out, you know, someone who is into being a chef. So there are a number of significant things that came out of it. And not only that, we also focus on mindset and help them to understand the mindset of an entrepreneur and what it would take in order for them to be successful in business. And so, again, that was a pilot, and we had sought to continue doing it but did not get the funds at the time to continue the project. However, we have made a decision that we are going to revamp that project, and we're going to start now with some younger children, and it's going to be from ages 10 through 12. That's one age group, and then we go all the way up until the age of 30. So Y2X, our youth wing, we have we are revamping it. We're making some shifts in it so that we can have a wider reach. And especially now with the technology, we are going to reach and expand beyond the borders of St. Martin. So we're going to include young people from all over the world who would want to be a part of what we're doing. So right now we're putting that together. And once it is ready to go, we will let the public know. But in the meantime, if you are a mother, a father that wants to, you know, see your child excel at entrepreneurship, because we have a lot of young entrepreneurs. They just need the opportunity to run and to be able to get the skill sets to be even more effective, because we have an entrepreneurial society. Caribbean on a whole, we are entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. I've been watching it very carefully and seen that that is absolutely the case here on Beautiful Smart and the Caribbean. And you know, as you're speaking, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, I'm thinking about really the areas that persons may be challenged in, and where, as you say, you know, we said having this conversation together is really helping persons to be more resilient and to be able to get through this year and beyond. And we know that there are challenges out there in relationships. And I know that you're a master therapist and you do some powerful marriage counseling, and also to preparing persons for marriage and persons who may be going through, you know, challenges in their own relationship. So what can you share with listeners out there to give them an idea, or let them know that maybe there's help out there for them? Share that with us, and I'll have another few things to talk to you about.
Yes, most definitely. We are living in very challenging times, and it's important for us to have mental preparation in order to deal with these times. You know, we have been also noticing on the road more accidents. And I saw a comment that someone made, which I fully resonate with. And that person said, you know, she believes that one of the reasons why we have been having so many accidents is that people's minds are not there. They have so much on their minds, you know, the finances, people have lost their jobs, situations at home, domestic violence, you know, people losing hope. But the truth of the matter is, in the midst of all the challenges, there is always hope. Somebody listening might say, yeah, but you don't know my situation. No, I may not know your situation, but I do know that every single one of us goes through challenges. And the truth be told, it is not the challenge itself that determines our victory or our demise. It's our approach to the challenge that matters. So what is your perspective? What is your frame of mind? What is your frame of reference? Are you seeing the glass half empty, or is it half full? Are you able to see opportunities in the midst of adversity? Have you been training your mind to think, oh, all right, this is a problem. Okay, but for every problem, there must be a solution. What is it going to take for me to be able to create such a solution? And quite frankly, that is the difference between someone who is able to withstand adversity versus someone who crumbles under adversity. It's in the questions that you ask. It's in the perspective that you have. So if you have two people going through the same challenge, right? They lost their job, as an example. They lost their job. One person who looks at it from a negative perspective, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I can't do this. I don't know where the money's going to come from. Oh, help me, help me. That demeanor in and of itself sends your nervous system into a frenzy, where you are just alerting fear, 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 send out all the cortisol, the stress hormones, and just go crazy. Whereas another person in the same position loses the job and says, you know what? One door closes, another one opens. You know what I'm going to do? All this time I've been thinking, I have these gifts and talents that God give me. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to start a business. Hey, this is an opportunity. It seems like adversity, but you know what? I am going to go after this now. This is an opportunity for me now to go and make something of myself. You know what? It was time for me to leave that job anyhow. You know, Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Do you realize that it was the same situation, but it was not the situation that determined the response. It was the mindset of the person that determined it. Mm. The questions, the thought process. And so poverty is a mindset. Wealth is a mindset. And once we put our minds in the right place, our hearts in the right place, then regardless of the challenges that we face, we are going to be victorious.
Wow. Poverty is a mindset. Wealth is a mindset. If we put our minds in the right place, we will be victorious. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roy Cotton Jr., your host here on Love and Inspiration. With my guest, Dr. Nico Ernemay Francis Cotton. I'm pretty sure wherever you are right now listening, you do not want to move from your radio. And I do absolutely say you're doing the right thing, because we're going to continue this conversation. Because, you know, as I understand from what you said a while ago, doctor, and thinking about it, I really had also my challenges last year. You know, listeners here are listening to me say, hey, I love that voice, Roy Cotton Jr. He's gotten a year younger. He's here a new year. Everything, his wife feeds him well and all that. But Roy Cotton Jr., me here, your host, I had my challenges. Actually, I was going through a challenging time for about 8 months. Can you really imagine that, ladies and gentlemen? 8 months from April 2021 to December 2021. And I know you're like, ah, seriously? Yes, seriously. But thank you, Jesus, as it is with a mindset and also the lovely wife I have next to me. And of course, God is center. Even though there were challenging times during those last 8 months, those 8 months of 2021, I'm here now speaking to you and you hear my voice this very second. So it goes to show to you out there in Radio Land that it's possible to overcome, and it's about the mindset. And I just want to actually ask you, because we talked about relationships, we talked about those aspects. Do you have anything really that is on the horizon presently or such that will help persons through relationship challenges? Because I know just even during this time, as you stated too, there are increase in domestic violence, abuse in relationships. Is there anything that you have planned that will help persons who may want to learn how to deal with such?
Yes, most definitely. As part of the Grace Hill Bible University faculty and the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin campus, I developed a counseling degree program. It has a bachelor's, master's level program. And our focus this term is on insights and research into helping persons to address and end domestic violence and abuse. And so the persons who are interested, who are current counselors or aspiring counselors or ministers of the gospel or anyone in a helping profession or police for that matter, that want to be more effective in working with persons who are in domestic violence situations or abusive relationships or emotional abuse, because remember, it doesn't have to be physical. Verbal and emotional abuse is also part of that whole spectrum. And so we're going to be addressing that in our, in February is when we are going to launch that. And so right now we are enrolling persons who want to take advantage of this opportunity and enroll.
That's really a powerful opportunity, as I'm listening to you carefully. So not only for aspiring counselors or those who are in a profession, or you may be a police officer or such, but I'm pretty sure for persons out there who is listening and saying, you know, I want to learn more because I don't know what the symptoms are of or the signs of an abusive relationship. So it's open to other persons who may want to also join in this program, this course.
Yes, most definitely. And they may also go to bit.ly/end-abuse, or just go to Victorious Living's website, www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com, or they may call me at 1-721-524-8731. We are going to be diving deep. And often when we do this course, there are persons who may be experiencing situations in their own lives, and they're able to identify that and heal through the process as well. So we're going to understand the depths of emotional abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, and how to address these situations, and the research that is out there on battering, on abusive relationships, and why people do it, and a host of other really relevant information.
That's very important for the listeners to get a better idea in that aspect. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. If you are interested in joining that course, send her a WhatsApp on 1-721-5248-731, or you can go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. It's so very relevant on what you're talking about now, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, because it is a serious time that we're in, but it's also not a doom and gloom time. It is also a very victorious time, and it's about how you really stand still and see what's happening. Because it's not the end of the world. You know, I said it before a few times on my show last year, where you might have a person saying, oh my goodness, look what's happening here. There's a virus around. There's this happening. There's rumors of war, etc. But hey, we're still here. You hear my voice right now. And God is still in control. And if you're plugged into the right source, you would recognize that it's not done. We still have a long way to go. And he said, I believe, very much so, occupy until I return.
Most definitely. And for those of you who are believers in Christ, and you, or you desire to be, I want to share an experience I had while I was living in Oklahoma, while studying. There was a period where I was going through lots of challenges while I was there, and God gave me a visual image, an image that I want to leave with you. And that image was a very tall tree. It was like a coconut tree, and it was in the middle of nowhere, and it was like a desert place. But in the middle of nowhere, where it seemed like it was a desert, was a nest, and inside the nest was a bird, which was safe. There was safety, there was security in the midst of the barrenness. And I want to encourage you that in the midst of any barrenness that you're going through, in the midst of any challenge that you're facing, I want you to visualize, just see the image of yourself as that egg or bird in the nest where you have safety and security. And that safety and security is in God, our Creator, and in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so no matter the fear-mongering or the challenges that you're facing, once you are in faith and you are nested in God's hands, you are protected regardless of what happens around you. So I hope that that visual image keeps you in the midst of the adversity that you may be facing at the moment.
Wow, that is powerful. Sharing with us there your personal experience and what, you know, you've seen so many years back. And I believe that is what plays such a very important role for you today, in the midst of all that is happening, being in the middle of a pandemic, coming out of Hurricane Lewis back in 1995, coming out of Hurricane Irma in 2017, and many other adversities that, you know, that has kept you and kept you sound. You know, I'm just thinking about that. We've had this conversation quite a few times, actually, because, you know, I like to look at things in a very interesting way. When I remember saying, look at that. Today we are in this year. And just after that time, back then, 5 years back, when we came out of a very powerful hurricane as Irma, I remember when persons were saying, and even self looking around and seeing what was happening around, you're saying, wow, it's over with. But I like how you say, we were saying that it was over with, but God knew. Even though we were in that moment talking about that, what our natural eyes could see, he knew that today, 5 years later, almost 5 years later, I will be speaking on air right now with listeners listening to my voice now. You are here as my guest. The sun is shining. But he already knew that and saw that. So he's like, why are you worrying about that and making it thing, you know, that it's over? But he could see that today would exist. So even if we're in the middle of a pandemic, he could already see in 2024 or 2023, that, hey, the sun is shining, everybody's walking without a mask, so why are we worrying and being afraid, etc.? Brave up, do what you have to do, and go through, you know? Of course, bearing in mind that it is a challenging time and doing what you have to do, adhering to the advice, etc., that is given to do the best thing to keep yourself healthy. But I really like what you shared a while ago. It really made a lot of sense. And I'm thinking about another important aspect that persons may really need a help in. And that is, you know, business. Well, before we go into business, health, I just spoke about it. So very important. Is there anything that you can share with listeners? Because I know that you are a certified holistic health coach and lifestyle prescription medicine health coach. What can you share with listeners out there who may be going through challenges? Is there anything that can connect with you on, or an assessment, or anything that they can get done?
Yes, most definitely. I would invite them, because you don't have that much time, I'd invite them to go to our website. That's www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. And on our website, we have a health page. And on that health page, we also have a health assessment. And it allows you, it's a free assessment, so it doesn't cost you anything. And it allows you to have a look at what you may be missing in terms of nutrients, and get a health score to see how fit you are right now in your life. And then recommendations would be made as to what would be necessary to help to supplement you and to help you to increase your vitality. In addition to that, you will also find some recordings from our health masterclasses that we have, you know, once a month. Starting from last year, March, we started once a month, every single month, to host masterclasses for helping people to live healthier, and healthy not only in mind and in body and in spirit, but also in finances. So we started off this year with a mentor of mine, Mrs. Dawn Williams from St. Kitts, and she has been in banking for over 40 years, and she's really good at what she does, and she shared some very vital nuggets. And so we're going to have that up on the website soon, because it was recent. And every single month, as I stated, we have a webinar, whether we're addressing your health physically or your health mentally. And so the next one will be on February 19th, and you'll hear more about what we have coming up on that particular day.
Sounds very good. I appreciate you sharing that. It looks like there's something else also too you wanted to share, because you have a very powerful book in your hand there. If I'm not mistaken, is there anything that you want to share from that? Or even self, while you are taking your book forward there, because I know we only have just a short time together, you know, you said quite a lot of very important things that will help a lot of people. And I know that there are persons out there, parents, who may be at this point in time having their hands through the hair, like, oh my gosh, how am I to deal with my challenging teenage son or daughter? I know you do tremendous work with coaching or counseling teenagers. So can you maybe share something to help persons out there know, okay, well, let them know that they can connect with you?
Yes, our young people, I mean, right now, they're going through a lot as well, because we're all dealing with change. We're all dealing with, you know, the challenges and the adaptation to what's happening. And I know that there's an increased incidence among young people of anxiety, of depression, of suicidal, you know, thoughts. And so I want to encourage you as parents who are listening to me to remember to really take the time to listen to your children. And when I say listen, I don't mean just to hear. I mean listen. Take off the phone, you know, take off the TV. Spend quality time with your children to hear what it is that they are saying to you. And don't make judgments, hasty judgments. And that's one of the things that, you know, when parents don't really take the time to listen, they end up making rash judgments. And as a result, the children become even more in pain and freeze up. They're not effective. So it's time for us as a community to realize that together we are stronger. You know, that's a cliche, but it's really true. Together we are stronger. and let us bind together, you know, with each other. I also want to mention, you know, a few questions to ask yourself if you are being emotionally abused. And I'm just going to mention four questions. There's a long list of questions, by the way, but we can't go through all of them now. There are 20 questions, but I'm just going to ask four. Does your partner treat you as if you are less than or inferior to her or him? Does your partner make a point of reminding you that you are less educated, or that you make less money, or that you aren't as attractive as he or she is? Do you feel as if your partner treats you like a child? Does he or she constantly correct you or chastise you because your behavior is inappropriate? Do you feel you must get permission before going somewhere or before making even the smallest of decisions? Do you have to account for any money you spend, or does he attempt to control your spending? Does your partner routinely ridicule, dismiss, or disregard your opinions, thoughts, suggestions, and feelings? Does your partner constantly accuse you of flirting or having affairs, even though it isn't true? If you've answered yes to any of those, you are potentially in a very emotionally abusive relationship. Now, I'm going to ask the question, are you being emotionally abusive? So I'm just going to ask five questions for you to identify. Do you believe you have a right to make most of the decisions in the relationship? Do you insist that your partner do as you say? Do you perceive yourself as being superior to or better than your partner? Do you feel you have a right to special treatment or consideration in the relationship because of this? Do you secretly disrespect or even despise your partner because you feel he or she is weak, inadequate, stupid, or a pushover? Did you deliberately get involved with a partner who would allow you to maintain the dominant role in the relationship? If you answered yes to these, then you are being abusive. So these are some of the insights that we will be covering in the course as well that was mentioned earlier, that starts on February 21st.
Wow, that is powerful. And I remember you stated that a number of persons are interested and can connect with you on 1-721-524-8731 or go on to www.victoriasthemefoundation.com.
Yes, and the deadline is the 15th of February for enrollment.
Well, we've spoken about a lot of important things, so I'm sure the listeners out there are so very well equipped to know what they need to do and how to connect with you and to really be able to have the best year ever. Being really equipped now to go through this year and live victoriously in the midst of adversity. So as we close off here, because I have something powerful I do want to play on air for them, Atmosphere Shift, what would you like to say in closing to listeners out there who have gotten so much out of this conversation today and really extending that invitation to them to connect with you?
I want you to know that, especially for those of you who are feeling victimized or like a victim, you are more powerful than you think you are. And you have the capacity to do amazing things as long as you submit to God and really seek His face for the plans that He has for your life. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that He has great things in store for you. So trust Him, trust yourself, and step out in faith in what God has called you to do.
I appreciate it very much. And I know you had made an appeal to the listeners out there for assisting with the building blocks for your former mentee on Curacao, and the number is 1-721-524-8731 to send you a message if they're in a position to help to complete her home. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Nicole Enemy Francis Cotton of Victorious Living Foundation, wishing you and praying all the best for you and Victorious Living on its 20th anniversary this year. God bless you and all who's been a part of Victorious Living Foundation over the last 20 years, because I know it's going to be amazing this year to help many people on St. Martin and internationally.
Yes, I definitely want to thank my parents, thank my sister and her husband, thank Miss Carmen La Vega, who is now passed on, and Lynn, and so many others that have been a part of Victorious Living, and of course, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., love and inspiration. Thank you, and everyone that has contributed in one way or the other to Victorious Living.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Nico Ernemay Francis Cotton, visionary of Victoria Slim Foundation and Beautiful Smart, master therapist, certified health coach, and also best-selling author. And we're going to continue here as we close the show off with a powerful song, Atmosphere Shift. There is a shift in the atmosphere that's taking place. And for you out there, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to miss that shift, because if you do miss it, I can't guarantee if you're going to be able to catch that bandwagon and be able to take advantage of what God is doing. So listen to this powerful song by Phil Thompson, and then you're going to hear my voice as I close off Love and Inspiration. Turn the volume up and listen carefully to every word that is sung in this song.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.